Today's shiur is Masechet Chulin Daf Pei Hey. We will begin on Daf Pei Dalet Amud Beis, 9 lines from the bottom of the Gemara. In our previous shiur, at the end of our previous shiur, had taught us that Rav Eina taught them that if there's a situation where Rachmana Litzlan on Shabbos, we have to shecht an animal on behalf of a chayla, not only can we shecht that animal on behalf of the chayla, but we even should do kisui hadam on Shabbos, which the Gemara had begun in discussion by saying that that is incorrect. And the Gemara advances and explains that discussion. Ketanimius, we learned in the Braisa, kisui she'en vadei d'orcha Shabbos. The Braisa had stated that kisui hadam, when you're obligated to do kisui hadam, it can't be done in Shabbos, says the Gemara. What did the Braisa not obviously mean? Ma vadei de kisui de loydechi Shabbos, says the Gemara, what was meant when it says that on Shabbos kisui hadam cannot be done? Presumably, suggests the Gemara, lav chayla shaych l'chayla b'Shabbos. Speaking about a case that we are discussing, about shechting for a person who's a chayla on Shabbos, and the Braisa is clearly teaching us, unlike what Rav Eina said, that the Braisa is saying, we're not allowed to shecht for a chayla on Shabbos, says the Gemara. Medilma, says the Gemara, who says that the Braisa is speaking about the case that Rav Eina is speaking about, as we just said, where somebody shechted for a chayla on Shabbos? Ask the Gemara, Medilma, maybe the case that the Braisa is referring to, the Ava v'Shachat, that somebody went and shechted on Shabbos for a healthy person. And of course, that is something which is absolutely forbidden. And therefore, if somebody did something like that, where he shechted for a chayla on Shabbos, which he obviously had no right to do, that's where the halacha is going to tell us that we may not shecht for the chayla on we may not do kisui hadam. And what would be says the Gemara that Rav Eina spoke about, where Rav Eina spoke about a case where they did shechita for a person who was not well. When they did shechita for a person who's not well, there the halacha will be that you can do kisui hadam on Shabbos, says the Gemara, dumi d'mila. When we look at the Braisa has been speaking about the case of Mila. Now says the Gemara, ma Mila, what is the case of Bris Mila? The case of a Bris Mila is a case that is shus, that there was right to do the Mila on Shabbos. It must be that the case of the Braisa is also af kisui nami brishus, where the kisui hadam was done brishus, and the Braisa is teaching us that even though the kisui hadam was done permissibly, because we have here a situation of a chayla, still the Braisa is telling us that we can't do kisui hadam Shabbos. To which the Braisa said that the raya from Mila was refuted. We'll bring a raya from Tekiyah Shchaifer outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Shein vada doicha Shabbos. We don't do Tekiyah Shchaifer on Shabbos. However, the Sveika doicha Yontif, the Sveika is done on Yontif. Ask the Gemara, what does that mean? Mai, what exactly is meant with this statement? Ilem is Sofachol Sofach Yontif. We have 2 days of Yontif. And we know when they originally, in the time of Chazal, or even before actually, when they wanted to identify when is a new month, the Eidim would come to the Bezdin HaGol Yishlaim on the 30th of Elul and tell them that they saw the new moon, and they would make that day Rosh Hashanah, and the next day was a regular weekday. However, if nobody came that day, originally, that day would end up not being Rosh Hashanah. The 30th day of Elul would not be Rosh Hashanah, but Aleph, the next day, would be Rosh Hashanah. However, the only way they were able to inform people when Rosh Hashanah is by having people, shluchim, go and notify them when Rosh Hashanah is. But that's when a yontif comes out during the month. When a yontif comes out during the month, there's time to do so. But here, it's the first day of the month, and it's Rosh Hashanah, you can't go out. So therefore, they made that Rosh Hashanah should always be kept 2 days. Even in Etz Yisrael, and that minig remained even b'zman hazeh, that we have a fixed calendar. Says the Gemara, so here we're talking about the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, and the Gemara is saying we don't know which one is Yontif, and that's what the Gemara is thinking, is was meant when we spoke about blowing, we don't blow the shofar. Ask the Gemara, that can't be what the Braisa means to say, because says the Gemara, Hashta Vada Yontif Dachya, when we know it's Rosh Hashanah, the halacha is we blow the shofar. Of course, that's what we do on Rosh Hashanah. So if it's day, which as we just finished describing, Safek Yontif, Safek Chol, it may be Rosh Hashanah, and if it's Rosh Hashanah, we're obligated to blow the shofar. And if it's not Rosh Hashanah, then also we certainly have no problem blowing the Rosh Hashanah, blowing the shofar, because it's not Yontif altogether. There's no issue to blow a shofar. So that can't be, says the Gemara, what the Braisa was referring to. Says the Gemara, the Braisa was referring to a situation, Safek Ish, Safek Isha. We have a person who we don't know exactly what his gender is. The halacha is that we blow the shofar on behalf of such a person, even though that he may not be mechuyev on shofar. And that's what Rabbi Yossi meant, that just that we should learn from Mila, that Kisui Adam can't be done on Shabbos, but the Kisui Adam certainly is not Doich Shabbos. And when there's a suffix to do Kisui Adam, we don't do it on Yontif. Ki shofar, which we don't do on Shabbos, the halacha is we still do it on Yontif, even there's a suffix. And why did Rabbi Yossi not be concerned with the question that was asked from Tekiah Shofar? Because Rabbi Yossi is following his opinion. If there's a woman that is not mechuyev in Tekiah Shofar, then the halacha is we could still blow shofar. She could blow shofar, and we could blow shofar on her behalf. But when we speak about Kisui Adam, where we don't know the status, as we've been speaking about the koi, then the halacha is that we're now out to do the Kisui Adam on Yontif. The Tanya, the halacha is, so we see that Kisui Shofar is different than Kisui Adam. Because says the Gemara, the Braisa teaches us, Bnei Yisrael Samchem, when somebody brings a carbon, the Torah tells us that we have to do smicha, for Leib Bnei Yisrael Samchem, but that's only men, not women. Rabbi Yosef Shimon Oimrim, Noshim Samchem Rishos, that women are allowed to do smicha, even though they're not obligated to do so. And the same thing, Tekiah Shofar can be blown, even in a case where there is no obligation. But there's a very big issue here that the Rishonim discuss. And that is, when smicha is done on an animal, the halacha tells us to do smicha b'kol koich, we have to use all of our might to do that smicha. So if it's a case of a man doing smicha, so he's obligated to do smicha. If he's obligated to do smicha, the smicha should be done in the right way. But if we have a woman doing smicha, and she's not obligated to do the smicha, so then how could they use their energy on an animal when it's not allowed to be done? So there's a machlokes rishonim. Some rishonim say that even though Rabbi Yossi is allowing women to do smicha, he's only allowing them to do smicha, not b'kol koichim. So therefore, he's allowing them to do smicha, not b'kol koichim, and because they wanted to do the mitzvah. There are different, but if that's the way to learn, so our Gemara is not really working. Because we're saying that we see from here, Rabbi Yossi allows something to be done, even though there's no obligation, but it's not being done in a way that's a veira. And therefore, there are those that actually suggest that not only does Rabbi Yossi allow women to do smicha, but Rabbi Yossi actually even lets them do smicha, lets them do smicha b'kol koicham, if they want to do a mitzvah, they're allowed to do a mitzvah. And this is a very big discussion about women who are not obligated to do a mitzvah. Are they allowed to do a mitzvah? So here we're learning Rabbi Yossi says we're allowed to do a mitzvah. But the next question, of course, is can they make a bracha? Because whenever we make a bracha, we say, Asher kishonu b'mitzvosof, mitzvah v'tzivonu, we were told, commanded to do this. And therefore, the question is, could they make such a bracha? And Tosfos in Masechta Erevin, in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, quotes the opinion of Rabbi Benu Tam. And one of the Gemaras he uses is our Gemara, that women can make the bracha of tzivanu. Rabbi Yossi said women can do mitzvahs even though they're not obligated. But now that we learned that women, when they do the mitzvah, have to be concerned if they're allowed to do the kol koichoi, so now maybe it's not a good raya because they're not really allowed to do the smicha properly. And Rav Ozan, the Shevet Alevi, Chel Chesim, and Aleph discusses this question. And he quotes that the Ravid actually says that women are allowed to do smich b'kol koichai. From here we see that even if a woman is doing a mitzvah that they're not obligated to do, mitzvah seishas man grama, if they choose to do the mitzvah, they may do it in the proper way. And therefore, Rabbeinu Tam's opinion that they're allowed to make a bracha is very understandable. There's, along those lines, the question is, if a woman is sitting in the sukkah on sukkahs, can she make a bracha asher kedishonu b'tzivonu v'tzivonu leisha b'sukkah? And there's a very famous yaivitz that says she may not. And I saw that the Shalos HaTshuvos L'Hayris Nosson is perplexed with that. He says, if we're learning now the women are allowed to do every mitzvah that they want to do, and not only are they allowed to do every mitzvah they want to do, Rabbeinu Tam paskins, and that's the meaning of the Ashkenazim, they can even make a bracha shikrishonu b'mitzvosof v'tzivonu. So why would sitting in the sukkah be any different? And why should they not be allowed to make a leisha b'sukkah? So Rav the L'Hayris Nosson, Rav Gestetner, has a very interesting approach. He says, there really isn't necessarily a problem with a woman sitting in a sukkah and even making a leisha b'sukkah. He says, once the woman is going to make a leisha b'sukkah, then there's going to be an issue that she should have to sit in the sukkah all the time. So he's suggesting that what the Yaivitz means to say, if a woman's going to take upon herself to sit in the sukkah and make a leisha b'sukkah, then she wants to be treated like a man. You can't pick and choose. And therefore, if she wants to make, she would have to sit in the sukkah for every meal like a man. If she's not ready to do so, it would be a problem. The Ramah teaches us in Hilchos Tekiyah Shofar that once somebody fulfilled the obligation of Tekiyah Shofar, he's not allowed to blow the shofar on Yontif. You only blow your shofar on Yontif when there's a mitzvah. Otherwise, on the normal Yontif, you're not allowed to blow a shofar. It's an Issa d'Rabbanan. The Taz disagrees, and he says, on Rosh Hashanah is not a day where Tekiyah Shofar is Asur, and therefore he suggests that even as one is blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah when they're not obligated, they still could blow. And the Shagas Aryeh says that our Gemara is a raya to that. If our Gemara says that a woman could blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, so let's think about a woman who blows shofar. A woman who blows shofar is certainly no different than somebody who already heard the shofar and was mekayimet. So why is this any different? So we see from here that if Rosh Hashanah is a day, says the Shagas Aryeh, that you're allowed to blow the shofar, then the halacha is you're allowed to blow the shofar completely without any problem. The Rosh actually says that even though we're learning now we're allowed to have noshim, women, participate in Tekiyah Shofar Rosh Hashanah, the question is, what does that mean? Does it mean that women could blow shofar Rosh Hashanah if they want to be mekayim the mitzvah? Or does it mean that men could even blow shofar on their behalf? The Hagos Maimoni says if we look in our Gemara said, Noshim Taikos. So it seems that what Rabbi Yossi is saying is that women are allowed to blow the shofar, but a man should not blow the shofar on their behalf. The Shagas Arya disagrees. And the Shagas Arya says that not only is a man allowed to blow the shofar, but actually for women, he says it's actually better that it should be the man blowing for a woman versus the woman blowing herself. For he explains, a man is connected to this mitzvah. A man is obligated to blow the shofar. So since a man is obligated to blow the shofar, and now this woman wants to blow the shofar as well, so then the halacha is that we could blow it for the man, for the woman as well. But a woman who's not really obligated in the mitzvah, that maybe should not be the one to blow for herself. The Shagas Arya also discusses a very interesting discussion. And that is that there's a very big question that comes up on Sukkos. Obviously, we're allowed to take our Dal Minim to shul on Sukkos. And the reason we're allowed to take our Dal Minim to shul on Sukkos is because we need them to do the mitzvah of Nanuim by Hallel, etc. Shanis. But the question is, how are we allowed to take the Lulav Dal Minim home? We don't need them today anymore. And therefore, you're not allowed to just carry a Yontif without a need. And the answer is that many give, that we're taking it home because our wives had not yet had a chance to shake the lulav. So we're taking it home so they should be able to shake the lulav. But now we're learning that women are not really obligated in that mitzvah. It's a mitzvah say Shizman Groma. And now the question is that going to be a good enough reason to be able to carry the Dal Minim home, not for yourself, you already were Mekayim the mitzvah, for a woman who doesn't really have an obligation. And it's actually a machloikis that between the Shagas Arye and the Shulchan Aruch Harav. The opinion of the Shagas Arye is that to carry in Rishus HaRabim on Yontif, the Dal Minim, just that a woman should be able to fulfill that mitzvah is not appropriate. The Shulchan Aruch Harav disagrees. And the Shulchan Aruch Harav's opinion is that one can carry a shofar at the Dal Minim on Sukkos, even if it's just for the purpose of a woman to be Mekayim the mitzvah. But it says the Gemara. So the Gemara said a Kavachayim for Rabbi Yosef. Says the Gemara, Amar Ravina, L'may the Kami Rabbanan Nami. Even the Rabbanan's opinion that we don't blow the shofar, women don't blow the shofar, and they said, and regarding what Rabbi Yosef said from Mila, said, if the Vadei Chiv is not Toich Shabbos, the Suffolk is certainly not Doich Yontif. And we brought a raya from Tekiya Shofar that a Suffolk is Doich Yontif, even though the Vadai is not Doich Shabbos. And we'll say the same by Kisei Adam, that a Suffolk should be Doich Yontif by Koi, even though you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. It's Le Pircha. But there's a question. Ma le Tekiya Shofar shekein vadoi Doich Shabbos b'migdash. In the base of Migdash, they were allowed to blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, even on Shabbos. Time of Bekisu the Lesa Klal, that even that under all circumstances, even if you have a full-fledged Chaya, you can't do Kisei Adam on Shabbos. And therefore, since Kisei Shofar is stricter, because we see Kisei Shofar has circumstances that you could blow the shofar on Shabbos, you can't bring a Raya, therefore, from Tekiya Shofar to the Halacha of Kisei Adam. We should learn the Halacha of Kisei Adam from Mila. And just like a Suffolk Mila may not be conducted on Shabbos, so too Suffolk Kisei Adam can't be done on Shabbos, says the Gemara. To that, Heshev Rebbe Elazar Kfar Baribi, Ma'ala Mila Shekein Einan Ahegis B'Leil Yom Tovim. When we speak about Mila, Mila can only be done, we know, during the day. B'leil yom tovim hu d'loy nehaga. Says the Gemara, Nitzis Mila is not applicable leil yom tov, b'shal leila nehaga. Does that mean you could do it any other time? Of course not. You can never do a Mila at night. So what does that mean? Elamal Mila, what he meant to say was, she can't end negs b'leilos k'miyomim. Mila has an inherent weakness that it's not such, that's a mitzvah that is only done by day. Whereas time of a kisui, when we talk about kisui adam, the halacha is that it is done b'leilos b'kiyamim. That the halacha is that it can be done by day and by night. And therefore, maybe kisui adam should be treated stricter than mila. And therefore, although mila that's done at night, mila that's a suffix mila may not be done on yontif, but a suffix kisui adam may be done on yontif. And says the Gemara, Amar Rav Abba Zechman Advarim Shom Rav Chia Ein Li Aleim Tshuva. This is Rav Chia thought that he doesn't have an explanation. He was able to come up with an explanation. Says the Gemara, Shaychit, says the Mishnah, Hashaychit, if somebody shechs a chayo oif, the nimtzes treifa, and it turns out that this chayo oif or a treifa, or Hashaychit lavad is kechavim, the tsech tsavoy de zara, or Hashaychit chum befnim, a halacha that we learned at the beginning of our perek, that the halacha is that you're not supposed to shecht chulin and the azara, similarly kachim bechutz. We also learned that you're not allowed to shecht kachim outside of the Azara, or chayiv oif haniskolim. You have a chayiv oif that Bezdin Paskin is supposed to be killed. Ramei says that in all these circumstances, you're going to be chayiv to do kisui adam. V'cham poitrim, chum say you don't have to do kisui adam. The Ritva explains that the Mishnah, all the examples that the Mishnah gave are necessary. First, the Mishnah spoke about treifa, which is an issa achila. We obviously may not eat a treifa, and it's something that applies to the actual animal. Then we spoke about a shoychet l'avod zara, which is also even b'hanah, and it's not something with the animal itself. It was because it was worshipped. And then the spoke about Shaychet chulim befnim v'kachim b'chutz, because these are isurim that their isur is built upon where the isur took place. And then we spoke about chay v'oif that have to be killed. They're also banob because the isur only but it's a weaker isur that only begins after Bezdin issued a psak. Before Bezdin issued a psak, there is no problem in eating those animals. But says the Mishnah, Hashoichiv nisnabu b'yodai, if somebody shechted the animal in an improper fashion that made the animal into navela, or hanoicher, he didn't do a ma'is shechita, he just ripped the simonim, or hama'akar, a different way of ripping the simonim, all of these are situations where it's not considered at all an act of shechita, and therefore patam l'chasos, there is, in all these circumstances, no obligation of kisui adam. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chiba, Abar Amar Rav Yochanan. Ra Rebbe Dvarav Shel Rameya. First, Rebbe agrees with the opinion of Rameya that shechita sheneruya is considered a shechita regarding the halacha of Oisav Es Benoi, as we learned so extensively earlier. And therefore, Vishana, since that's the opinion that he holds is the halachically proper opinion, he said it as if the Chacham said, as we learned in the Mishnah, on that Pe'al from a base, that we saw that if somebody shechted a behemoth and its baby on the same day, even though it was a shechita sheneruya, the Mishnah over there paskined that there's still an issue of Oisav Es Benoi. And then he saw the opinion of Rav Shimon regarding kisei adam, and learned that the shechita sheneruya is loy shma shechita, and that's why he said in all the cases of a shechita sheneruya in our Mishnah that there is not going to be a chiv kisei adam. Says the Gemara. So actually, there's a question here. The question here is the inconsistency of Rebbe. We hear Rebbe Paskins like the Shechita Shana Ruya, Shema Shechita, and here Rebbe like the Rebbe Meir, and here Rebbe Paskins like the Chachamim, the Shechita Shana Ruya, Lo Shema Shechita. So the Gemara explains why did Rebbe take such an approach. Says the Gemara, my Tama, the Rebbe Meir Bais Vesmanoi. Why does he hold the Shechita Shana Ruya is considered Shechita by Vesmanoi? I'm Rebbe Shu Ben Levi, Gam Shechita Shechita Meshchuti Chutz. When the Torah speaks about Oysa Vespanoi, the Torah says, V'shar Oysa, Oysa Vespanoi lo Yisishkatu b'yayim Echad. When the Torah speaks about Shechitas Kotshim, Chutz La'azorah, Torah Akdosha says, Ishish Beis Yisrael Shachit, Shar Akeza b'machno, Ishishkim Chutz La'machnam. Ma Hossam, when you shecht Chutz La'azorah, it's Shechitas Shenaruya. Any animal that was shechted outside the Azorah that wasn't brought properly is also to be eaten. And still the pasuk calls it a shechita. The raya being, because somebody does this, Rachman Slon, he's chayef karis. Af hachob, by Yosef Espinoy, says Rameya, and Rebbe agreeing with him, we will hold that a shechita shenaruya shema shechita. Rav Shimon, says the Gemara, Rav Shimon taught us very extensively in the previous parak that we don't say that there's an obligation, there's an aveira of Oysev Es Benoi by Shechita Shein Aruya, my Tama, answers the Gemara, Amar Amani Bapatish Gomer, he learns for a posik that was said by Yosef, Tvoich Tavach V'Hachin. Yosef said, cut the meat, prepare the meat, and we'll be able to eat it. So obviously, Malahalan, it was a Shechita Aruya, otherwise they couldn't have eaten that meat. Afkan, by Oysev Es Benoi, it has to be a Shechita Shiruya. Ask the Gemara, so if that's the case, Vremei Nemi Ligma Mitavach, what does he learn from that Pasuk? Answers the Gemara, because Vremei prefers Don and Shechita Meshechita. He made this Gezeirah Shava that we just explained a moment ago, to connect the halachas of Shechita. Vein Donin, Shechita, we don't learn the word Shechita from a Pasuk that's speaking about Tavayach. It was from a pasuk that speaks about Tavayach Tavach V'Hachay. So, ask the Gemara, why is that a problem? Why is that considered a Zeresh Shava that's unacceptable? My Nafkamina, says the Gemara, we're going to prove now that even when you have a situation where you don't have a perfect Zeresh Shava, a perfect match, It's still considered a valid Kazer Shava. Where? Because the Torah de Rishmo, the Torah when it speaks about the Pasha of Nigi Batim, the Pasuk says Vishava Koin Abog Koin, and we learn from here Zui Shiva Zui Bia. The Torah says that if somebody discovers a Nega on his home, the Koin quarantines the home for 7 days. And then at the 7th day, the Koin returns. If he saw that the nega spread, so we have to take out stones where they had the nega and all the cement around it. We throw them away and we put on new stones and new cement. And we again quarantine the house for 7 days. Again, if the Kohen comes back on that 7th day, 2nd 7th day, and he says that the nega again spread, then we have to destroy the entire house and throw out all the material Chutzlir. What's going to be the halacha if the Kohen comes back at the 1st day 7, he doesn't see that the nega spread and remained as it is? What is the halacha? And now he leaves it for another week, and now he comes back at the 2nd week and he sees that it spreads. And there's an obvious question. Do we immediately demolish the home? Or since this is the first time we saw it spread, we wait another week. So the Braisa teaches us, Gzeres Shava V'Shava Ba, Zui Shiva Zui Bia, when this, just like we don't, in the first case that we described, don't demolish the home, only if there were 2 7th days where the nega spread, so too, we don't, if here the 1st week nothing happened, and the 2nd week it spread, we have to wait for the 3rd week. Based on Gzeres Shava, Shav Uba. So we see we don't have to have an exact match. So why is the mayor disturbed with a gzeirah shavah between the word shechita and v'tavach? Answers the Gemara, Hani mili, when is a gzeirah shavah that's not an exact match acceptable? Heicha d'leka d'domili, where we don't have an option of an exact match. But here, says the mayor, Aval ikka d'domili, where we have an exact match, the d'domili yopina, that's the better gzeirah shavah. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, so now we have a question of Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon nami ligma meshutichut. So what doesn't Rav Shimon learn? What doesn't Rav Shimon learn from the shutichut? Says the Gemara, dana chulin mechulin. He prefers to learn the halacha of chulin. Both of them speak about chulin, the tvoich tafech and the pasuk of ois vespenoi. Vein donan chulin mekachim. Kachim is a whole different category. For a Rameya that does not have a problem with that gzeirah shavah. Ois v'espanoi, and the other pasuk is kachim. Says Rameya, ata ois v'espanoi b'kachim ilay nag. Ois v'espanoi applies by kachim, and therefore learning it from kachim is not problematic. V'anei the kamar Rav Chiya, and now we understand what Rav Chiya said. Ra Rebbe Dvarov shel Rameya b'ois v'espanoi. He accepted Rameya's explanation. And that's over Shana Baloshin Chachamim. He said, he called it the opinion of the Chachamim. Says the Gemara, my Tamad Ramei B'Kisui Adam, that why by Kisui Adam does he hold that it is considered a good Shechita? And Rav Shimon disagrees. Ar Rav Shimon, Malakish Gom Shvich Mishchut Echutz. He learns from Shechut Echutz. Ma'ala Halan, as we just learned, that by Shechut Echutz, we see that a Shechita Shana Ruhi Shema Shechita, Af Kam by Kisui Adam, he's going to hold the Shechita Shana Ruhi Shema Shechita. For Rav Shimon, why does he hold that there's no Chiv Kisui Adam by Shechita Shana Ruhi? Because the Pasuk says by Kisui Adam, the Torah says Ashiyachal Kisiv. Only a Shechita that can lead to being able to eat it. But if it's a Shechita that can't lead us then to that, it's not considered a valid Shechita. Rameya, what does Rameya do with Ashiyachal? Says, Mahula Mute of Tamidasa. It's coming to teach us that somebody shechs a non kosher bird, there's no Chiv Kisui Adam. Says the Gemara, Rav Shimon, my tam, why are you telling me that when you shech the non kosher bird, there's no Kisui Adam? The Labachilu, because we may not eat it. That's why Trefa, which is a Shechit to Shenaruya, Nami Labachilu. Says the Gemara, and that's why Rameya's opinion, says the Gemara, is so difficult to understand. And says the Gemara, V'hani the Kama, now we understand what Rav Chiya taught us, that Roy Rebbe Dvarov, Rav Shimon B'Kisui Adam, he understood what was the basis of Rav Shimon's opinion by Kisui Adam, and that's why he said it B'Loshen Chachamim. Says the Gemara, Amar Ab Abba, Loy L'Kol, not in every circumstance, says the Gemara, Amar Rameya Shechita Shana Ruhiya, Shema Shechita. Not always does he hold that it's considered a valid Shechita. Maida Ramei, Ramei will agree, She'ein Matirasa Bachila. That a Shechita Shana Ruhiya would not give us the right to eat the meat when there was a Shechita Shana Ruhiya. Furthermore, V'loy L'kalam Rav Shimon She'Shechita Shana Ruhiya Lo Shema Shechita. Not always does Rav Shimon hold that Shechita Shana Ruhiya is not a good Shechita. Because Maida Rav Shimon Shema Terasa Medayin L'Vela. As we said many times, if you shecht a trefa, so it's certainly a shechita shana ruhiya, it can't lead you to being able to eat that animal, but still, it won't have any more tumas nevela on it. Amar, and the Gemara explains what we just said. Loyal kol amar amei shechita shana ruhiya shema shechita. Not in all circumstances does he hold that way, because Maida Ramesh Mitaras Bechilasai, says the Gemara, Pshita, do we have a Havamina that Rameya would hold, that Trefa B'Shchita Mishtarya, that just because you do Shchita on a Trefa, you should be allowed to eat it? Says the Gemara, Leitzricha, what Rab Abba was trying to teach us, is L'Shechet a Trefa Motza Ben Tas, Chai, if you shecht at Adam, a mother that's a Trefa, and you find in it a 9-month-old Ben Pekua said, "Tzak datach mina hoyva Rameya shechita shana ruhiya shema shechita. Tana le shechitas imay. That maybe the shechita of the mother should be considered a good shechita, and then therefore it should be considered like a ben pekua. and it shouldn't require its own shchita. Ramei should hold v'loyle b'ayi shchita. It shouldn't require its own shchita. Kamash Malan, that it needs its own shchita. Says the Gemara, but that isn't even a possible explanation. Because when we learned Ramey's opinion on Daf Ayin Dalid, the Tisbar Hamer Ramey Ben Pekua Tan Shchita, that under all circumstances a 9-month-old Ben Pekua has to have its own Shchita. So if you did a good Shchita when the mother was not a Trefa, it can't help for a 9-month-old Ben Pekua. If it can't help for a 9-month-old Ben Pekua, certainly it can't help that for a shchita of a mother who is a treifa. Says the Gemara, like tzricha, indeed. What Rabbi Abba is coming to teach us is as follows. Rabbi is sovel k'rameya. Rabbi, in one hand, holds like Rameya, but sovel k'rabonim. Gemara expands. Sovel k'rameya, dam shchita shenaruya, and a shema shchita is considered a good shchita. However, sovel k'rabonim da amri, shchita is ima mitarasai. No matter what status we have with this baby, how old she should the Uber is, the shchita of the mother is going to be satisfactory. So says the Gemara, Kim Dom Rabbanan Shchitas Ima Mitarasai, since Rabbi teaches us that the opinion of the Rabbanan is that the shchita of the mother helps, Tanalei Shchitas Imai, that even if the mother is a treifa, the shchita should be a good shchita for the Ben Pekua. V'loyle b'ayi shchita, and it shouldn't require to have its own shchita. Kamash Malan, that in a case where the mother is a treifa, there we cannot rely on that shchita for the Ben Pekua. Furthermore, said Rabbi Abba, v'loyle kolam Rabbi Shimon shchita shen aruya lo yishma shchita. Not in all circumstances did he say that a shchita shen aruya is not considered a good shchita. He's going to agree that if you do a shchita on a treifa, it won't have tumas nevela. Says the Gemara Pshita. That's a chid, the Damar Yudha Marav, Vamalema Masnis and Tame. The Pasuk says, regarding tumas nevela, says the Pasuk, the chiyomus mena behema, ashil chem lach on the gebel vasa yitmara arif. Mixes mehema mitama. There's sometimes the animals that are nevela mitama, tumas nevela mixes ena mitama, and sometimes they don't. Veza, the pasuk says that treif shachta. So Rabbi Abba is not coming to teach us what is taught in a pasuk. As the Gemara loitzrich l'shech is a treif v'chulin. It's coming to teach us that when you shech the treif which is chulin in the azara, the Tanya, as we're learning a shachet as a treif. If you have shechting an animal that is clearly a treifa, for example, it's missing a leg in a place that we learned before would make the animal a treifa, or kedah shechav nimtza treifa, you shecht an animal, it turns out to be a treifa, zev is a chulim ba'azara. They're considered chulim ba'azara. Rav Shimon Mata ba'ano. He says that even though normally chulim ba'azara would not have ano, that's only when it's a shechita aruya. Here it's not a shechita aruya, and therefore, since here it's not a shchita aruya, as a different halacha. V'cham oisrim. Sak datch min ha'over amr shim v'muta ha'no. Am alav shchiti klal. Since it would not be considered an act of shchita. V'em medein nevela nami lamatara. And therefore, it should not be able to take away the tumas nevela. If you shechter a treifa in dazara, kamash mon, it still accomplishes that much that it takes away that issue. Amalei Rav Papa Labaye, the Sover of Shimon, says the Gemara, does a Shimon hold that Chulin Ba'azara, that somebody shechted Chulin Ba'azara with the Raisihi, that involves an Issa Deraisa, and that's why we need to say that it still accomplishes that it won't be a Nevela. Amalei, so Abaye said to Rav Papa in, and says the Gemara of Atanan, I'll bring you a Raya from a Mishnah, and Masechta Temura, the Aflama Gimel Abayz. Rav Shimon Amma, Chulin Shenishchta Ba'azara, Yisrafu Ba'esh. If chulin was shechted in the azara, they should be burnt. Similarly, chayish nishchta b'azara. We know chayish can never be brought as a carbon, should also be burnt. Yeah, b'shlam b'deraisa. So if we'll say that now the din of chayish being shechted in azara that it has to be burnt is a din derabbanan. So Gemara develops its proof. If we'll say the chulin shenishtu bazara asum b'deraisa, then we could well understand hainu de gezurin not the behema, that we say that the chai is also because of the behema, so we shouldn't get confused. Eli amrit that the whole din of chulin shenishtu bazara is only din drabanan behema my tamam. So why did the rabbanon make an issa to eat chulin shenishtu bazara? Because we may come to eat kachim, but them also mekel kachim b'chutz. It would be lenient about chulin bazara. We may come to be lenient about kachim b'chutz. But says the Gemara, he goofy gezera. If the whole halacha of kachim, if we're going to learn that whole din of chulin bazara is only also with rabbanon, there's a rule that we don't make a gezera like gezera. Because as Rashi explains in Masech Tabeya, the Pasuk says that what is the basis for Rabbanan making rules? V'shemartim mishmarti. Asu mishmeres l'mishmarti. V'loi mishmeres l'mishmeres. Not to make gzeira l'gzeira. So then chaya should not be asur. If we see that the halach is that chaya is asur when it's brought down Zara, it's a proof that chulin ba'zara is awesome with the Raisa, and that's what Rav Shimon is saying, that even though it's awesome with the Raisa, the Gemara of Abba is telling us, still the halacha will be that if it was shot and it will not be, there was a Maisa Shechita, it will not be a Nevela.